Okay. Last thing we were learning last night was about tattoos and the negative commandment about it. We're discussing the permanent makeups. Basically, could be a very big shaila of tattoo. And then you have a shaila about removing a tattoo if the way to remove a tattoo is by tattooing over it. So then you're actually tattooing another tattoo. So, but again, if somebody has a tattoo, halachically, there's no obligation to remove it. Okay, there's things that are not practical today. For instance, the same psukim, it speaks about they used to, when God forbid, if somebody died, they would rip out hair from their bodies and all that would be forbidden. Okay, next is like this. The Torah says, next siman is...
If the person really wants it,
No. No, I mean, it's not so simple. Because again, you're just tattooing. You're tattooing another tattoo over that tattoo so that you're really tattooing.
Huh? They remove the skin, bro.
They don't necessarily remove it that way. Usually they remove it. This is what I was told. Usually they remove it by tattooing the skin color tattoo over that tattoo. So basically, that's what you have. If there's another way of removing it that you don't have to tattoo, let's say you cut the skin somehow, so then, yeah, you'd be allowed to do it. It's not an issue. But halachically, you don't have an obligation to do it. Okay, next thing is, the Torah says, you're not allowed to shave the side of your sideburns, and you're not allowed to cut your beard. The cut your beard means, biblically, with a razor. Now, first of all, the peis that grew on the side of the head, those you're not allowed to cut off completely. There's a certain amount that's supposed to go until the bone over here. That's the minimum length of payas. Now, some people have a minig that they have very long payas. You know, like everybody, you know, the long behind the ear, up under the yarmulke, all the various different customs. That's basically minig more than actual din. It's known that they didn't know this until after the previous Rebbe passed away, but the previous Rebbe had long payas. But there was under his yarmulke, and nobody actually ever saw them. But the Rebbe did not have long payas, that they know. The Rebbe didn't have long payas. But in Chabad, the custom is not necessarily to have the long payas because that's custom. It's not necessarily din. And then, there's different customs about doing it. But you definitely wouldn't be allowed to shave the sideburns with a razor.
Even if it's the latest fashion?
Yeah. By the way, let me tell you a little secret. If it's the latest fashion, then you get two sins. Number one, you're following the ways of the Goyim, and you're shaving with a razor. Now, it's interesting, the Rambam, when he talks about all these types of things, a lot of the illogical mitzvahs, the Rambam says about cutting the beard, you know, with a razor. The Rambam says because the idol worshippers used to do it. The Rambam learns all these things, tattoo, cutting with a, even, the Rambam writes, even shatnez, wool and linen together. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes, because that's the way the Goyish priests, the idol worshippers, would do it. They would wear those types of garments. So the Rambam, even though it's basically a chayk, there's no logic behind it, but the Rambam holds that it's connected to the idolatrous customs that people used to have. But one second. So you can't cut here with a razor. That would be forbidden. One second. Same thing is biblically forbidden to use a razor on your face. Because the Torah says, Leisakifu pa'as reishchem, you should not cut the corners of your beard. Now, halacha says there's five corners of the beard. There's here, here, and here. Those are the five corners of the beard.
Right here or right here?
Here.
Right below.
Here.
Tip of the chin.
Technically, halachically, you'd be allowed to cut a mustache with a razor. You'd be allowed to cut a mustache because it's not one of the five places that that the Torah forbids. So, cutting with using a razor on the face for sure is forbidden. That's biblical, clear, Pasuk and Chumash. Now, what happens if somebody wants to use an electric shaver? So there's a lot of discussion in contemporary halacha. Now, as Chabadniks, we are very strict because the Tzemach Tzedek has a tshuva, a long response of the Tzemach Tzedek talking about that. And he says that even though you don't cut it with a razor, you cut it, let's say, very thin, very cut it basically, but not with a razor, he also might be a different issue of leisilbesh gever simla sisha. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek holds. Tzemach Tzedek holds cutting a beard and shaving a beard, not only cutting, trimming, I'm talking about cutting it, would be a shaila of a man wearing a woman's garments, because that's what women do to remove facial hair. For instance, an interesting halacha, there's some people have had leniencies for it today, but for instance, for a man to dye their hair, according to most opinions, biblically forbidden. In fact, that's the example the Gemara uses and Shulchan Aruch uses of a man not wearing women's clothing. So basically they would say, for instance, dyeing the hair, because women dye their hair, they should look younger. So if a man dyes the hair, so then it's wearing women's garments. Some contemporary poskim want to write that because in today's world the men also do it, so it's not unique for the women, so therefore some poskim permit it, other people don't permit it, but that's the issue. For instance, I'll give you an example, because a lot of these dinim are based on custom. For instance, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the dinim of a man not getting dressed like a woman not dressing like a man, it says over there, a man is not allowed to look in a mirror. It says in Shulchan Aruch, clear din, Shulchan Aruch, a man is not allowed to look in a mirror. Why? Because it gets scared. No, depends. It depends which man.
In my case, you fall in love with
him. Or he'll crack the mirror, one of the two. Either you fall in love with himself or he'll crack the mirror. So it says why? Because in the olden times, women looked in the mirrors. Men didn't look in the mirror. So if a man looked in a mirror, he's doing women's things. But later, poskim, right? Today, men look in a mirror. I mean, as much as women, if maybe more, I don't know, whatever. So then, again, because it's the style for men, also took it, so it's not the din of a man not wearing a woman's garment. So some poskim want to be lenient with dyeing the hair also, not everybody agrees with it. But these are all other, you know, side dinim that involved in all those types of things.
Huh? Agree with dyeing the hair versus
the mirror? The pearl, no. Mirror, everybody poskins, you're allowed to today. Dyeing the hair, not everybody agrees with. Because not all men dye hair. All men look in a mirror. If you have the tie, you have to look at your tefillin. I mean, you look in a mirror. Not all men dye their hair.
Most men don't.
Most men don't. So then the shaila is, still a woman's thing or not?
What about laser removal, hair removal?
Laser hair removal, again, might be a din of lisul bishgever, because women do it.
Is it
I'm talking, it depends where. On the face, like...
It
could be, it's biblically forbidden. No, it's not because of shaving. Because he's silvish gever. No, not because of shaving. Shaving, it's not. I'll give you another example. The people that lived in Europe, like in Slobodka, there was another way of removing hair with acid on the face. They used to do that in Europe, in Poland, Hungary. That's the way the men would remove hair from the face. They didn't shave with a razor. That you're not allowed to. So... In fact, a big rabbi here that used to do a lot of the gittin, and years and years ago, he learned in Slobodka. He said Friday afternoon, the bochum in Slobodka would line up and get the powder for the acid for the face to remove the hair. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that the Friedrich Rabban said about that, you're not chayte, you're not sinning, but you're causing others to sin. Because they don't know that you use the acid. They might think you use the razor. Now, according to Tzemach Tzedek, for sure not. What? Yeah, but that would also be a din of a razor. So, for instance, you have a big shyness today in certain electric razors. So, a lot of people, not the Tzemach Tzedek, but a lot of opinions are lenient using electric shaver. I mean, that's the whole from world that shaves. There's relying on that heter. Now, they rely on the heter because the blade doesn't actually touch your skin. So it's not a razor. Razor, actually, the razor is touching the skin and then taking it off. But they say there are certain shavers that actually touch the skin. Whatever, it actually touches the skin. Those are halachically obviously a much bigger problem than. But for instance, just pulling hair out of the beard, that's halachically. The Shabbos is a problem, but during the week, halachically, it's not a problem. Pulling hair out of a beard, you're not using a razor, you're not cutting it. Now, trimming is again different opinions if you're allowed to. For a man to do it is forbidden because it's a woman's thing. It's not a shaila of shaving. For instance, if a man has hair on the ears or in the nose, you know, they have these little... So those you're allowed to use. That's not one of the five places that you can't cut the hair.
So it's not a problem. The
eyebrows. Eyebrows, again, the only question is, it's a woman's thing to do only, and then it's a question. Again, there's a few issues. There's cutting with a razor, there's women's clothing. A lot of it you have to know... you know, yeah, that you could do.
The same thing happened to the woman if they try to do something that men only do.
Wearing pants.
Yeah. Because today, that's a big sound. In the army, there's a lot of women who wants to be a pilot. They want to fight you.
Why isn't this working?
Do the same thing that men do.
Low battery. Anyway,
like wearing pants.
The issue with wearing pants is a different issue. Originally, for a woman to wear pants would be a man's garment. Okay? Today, though, they make women's pants and men's pants. They're different. It's not the men's garment anymore. It's women's garment. The only question is, halachically, if you see the shape of the foot, that's also forbidden. There's a lot of issues, not for now, but there's a lot of issues with all these types of things, certain, what do they call them, culottes that are very wide. Culottes, they're called. Very, very wide pants. That halachically, I'm not saying it's not a problem. That halachically is much better than pants because you can't see the form of the foot. When you look at it, it looks like you're wearing a dress until you see the split of the feet. But, that's, again, the same issue. But generally speaking, now, cutting a mustache, halachically, is allowed, especially if it gets in the way of food. In Kabbalah, it's brought down that a lot of people don't shave the mustache. We know the Rebbe didn't shave the mustache. A lot of most Chassidim didn't shave the mustache. But again, halachically, you could cut a mustache, especially if it's getting in the way of eating, then you're allowed to shave a mustache. Yeah. Shaving it? If somebody wants to bald their hair, the only problem is, usually when they bald their hair, they do all over. Now, this area, you're not allowed to bald because you need to have pace, right? But if you leave this part, okay, a little bit here, and this, and you shave the rest of the head, even with the machine, like the machine itself, not the number, halachically, it's not a problem. In fact, not Chabad, but a lot of Hasidic circles, they shave the hair. In fact, in Satmar and those types of Chassidim, when a girl gets married, right after the chuppah, in the yichud room that the chosin kala go into alone afterwards, they have a razor and they shave the hair completely, and then they wear tichel, whatever, shaitel, or whatever they do. But a lot of places... The woman. So now she's married. What? No, with a machine. What?
A man's body hair
you're allowed to remove. It's not...
Everywhere?
Yeah. It's not the silvish gever because, again, women don't have hair there. So it's not... Usually it's not... You're not doing it to look like a woman. And the body hair, let's say... That shouldn't be a problem. Huh? What? Armpits also. In Shulchan Aruch it says you shouldn't do the armpits because that's what women do. But again, the shaila in all these things of Leisul Bash Gever is a question, and you need big poskim to say this, and not all things that they discuss. If the men's style is to do it now as much as women, the question is the din of Lisul B'Shgever still apply? A lot of places they do. Huh? Yeah. Machachin Zora Mazamar Mayor Mind.